Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Due to strong language, viewer discretion is advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil. Chewie courts her son's tantrums. And posts them online.
He doesn't behave that way when he's with you.
Not at all.
Her ex claims she's the reason.
Amy can set Jaden off by poking at him.
Their child is out of control.
I didn't even know you were making money off of these videos.
I am going to do everything I can to help my son.
How does that help him? Okay, this is Amy. And here she looks happy and carefree. But in reality, that's just not the case. Every day, she says she is punched, kicked, and spit on, and has things thrown at her. Amy has called the police at least 15 times this year and says things have gotten so bad that she now actually fears for her life. So who is behind the abuse Amy suffers from daily? Well, the answer just might surprise you.
We're talking.
I will beat your ass, Foxy!
Jaden, stop!
Well, that was Amy's 7-year-old son, Jaden. Desperate to bring attention to her often dangerous situation, Amy began videotaping her son's outburst and posting them online. One of Amy's videos has almost 2.5 million views. Is this a mom desperate for attention or desperate for help? Amy says that after 4 years of abuse, she has reached her breaking point. Take a look.
My life is dedicated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to my out-of-control 7-year-old son. My son Jaden threatens me, he spits on me, he pulls my hair and pulls me down to the ground.
Stop!
Jaden has given me a black eye, he's cut my forehead open, he's hit me with objects, and enjoys seeing me in pain.
You better cry.
Why are you smiling?
Because you idiot.
Because I'm crying?
Yeah.
I have had fears that my son could kill me. Jaden's school suspended him 5 times in 3 weeks. He punched the lunch lady in the nose.
You're talking until you sit down.
He punched several students. Jaden's classroom had to be evacuated on several different occasions. In the last 6 months, I've had to call the police 8 times for my son's behavior. It seems like nothing will help. When my son goes into a fit of rage, you just really have to hold him down as long as you can until he just stops. And sometimes it's 45 minutes. Now that Jaden weighs more than me, at 110 pounds, I have a very hard time restraining him. I know he could hurt me.
Well, Amy has taken Jaden to see many doctors hoping to find answers for his uncontrollable behavior.
At 2.5, my son was diagnosed by 2 different neurologists with Asperger's, ADHD, and oppositional defiant disorder. Now that my son is 7, he's also been diagnosed with intermittent explosive disorder, disruptive mood disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Just last week, Jaden got admitted to the hospital because I was taking his Xbox away and he was not having it. It escalated, he attacked the behavioral therapist, his sister, myself, sister's boyfriend, and an uncle. Jaden was admitted to a psychiatric mental hospital for children, and he was there for 8 days.
Oh, broccoli.
The first full day that Jaden was at the psychiatric mental hospital, he attacked the staff, and he had to get 3 different shots and be in a seclusion room for 2 hours. The very next morning, Jaden punched the nurse in the face. A lot of people judge me for my videos, but that's what I live every day. I'm not ashamed of my son's disability or his mental illness. I'm not ashamed of the way that I parent him. It's my reality.
You're a stupid brat hole. You're a brat hole.
Okay, Amy, the last thing you were talking about there were the videos, so let's talk about those for a minute. You say you're not ashamed of your reality, but being ashamed of it and publishing it in that way are two very different things. Why do you choose to do that? How does that help him?
You know, I choose to do it because I feel that not a lot of people that are in my position, because I know I'm not the only one, they don't speak out. And with the videos, I have connected with a lot of people, and I didn't really think that the videos would get as many hits and different things. I wasn't looking for, the views, and I didn't really know anything about
that. Well, most of them
that.
Have over 100,000 views. One of them has 2.4 million. You've actually put ads on the videos now.
Yes.
And so you do get some income.
Correct.
From it,
yes,
right?
I do.
I pulled examples of some of the comments, and I know mm-hmm. you've read them because I know you look at them. Mm-hmm. One said, "True spawn of Satan right there. He needs sedatives and strong antipsychotic drugs until he's in a healthy mental state. This is the worst case scenario of a kid throwing a temper tantrum I've ever seen." Amy, you're a crappy parent for broadcasting your parenting failures. Your kid's actions aren't surprising. Put down the video and be a parent. Quote, "That child is going to murder someone eventually. Toss his ass in jail." Quote, "This video makes me thankful to not have any children. I would disown that child. If my kid was acting this way, I wouldn't be smiling, I'd be crying. You are a horrible mother for letting him do this to you and your daughter. Social services should take him away." Mm-hmm. What's your reaction to those critics?
I'm a great mother, and I know I'm a great mother. I am gonna do everything I can to help my son. Social services will not take him away. I'm a good parent to him. No, he should not be acting like that towards my daughter or myself. That's kind of why I'm trying to get help, because all my efforts and all the doctors and the different resources that I have went to, they're really not helping. And I know that he's that extreme right now. I'm saying I need help, and nobody listens
when
to
you
me.
Say
I
they're...
can go to the police station. I can go to the hospital. I can go to any, I mean, I have... CPS has been in my house. I have had community mental health has been like in my house 2 to 3 times a week for the last 2 years. And yet I'm still not on a path that I feel is helping my son. So, you know, the videos is kind of like a, you know, outlet, like, hey, you know, can somebody help me here? Like, I know that my son needs more than I can offer him.
Well, where's the father in all this?
That's a good question. He has not been in Jaden's life in about 2 years. Previous to that, the times that he did see his dad, they weren't very great experiences. Jaden's picked up a lot of bad habits from his father. And he's kind of, I don't know, just kind of drifted away. And I was okay with that.
So you say he's not involved, and that's a good thing. Jaden's father is here, and you might be surprised who he blames for Jaden's problems. We'll meet him when we come back.
Amy can set Jaden off by touching his face, poking at him, talking to him like a baby. The more she touches him, the madder he gets.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
They barely knew each other.
You got married in 8 weeks. You married strangers.
Now.
He stole from you.
Mm-hmm. He gambled all the money, but he says he loves me.
Oh, he lovingly took all of your money?
Is the honeymoon over?
These are text messages from Bridget. Do you know anybody named Bridget?
No.
No wonder you lose money gambling. You don't have a good poker face.
That's tomorrow.
Jaden's father, Chad, is a horrible influence on my son. Chad let him watch American Pie when he was 5. He let him play Grand Theft Auto when he was 3. He curses like a sailor in front of him. 2 years ago, when Chad's ex-wife had called to tell him that she had cancer, he said right in front of Jaden, "I hope that bitch dies." Jaden's life would be a lot better if Chad would just stay out of his life for good, or if he'd step up and be the father that he needs to be.
Well, Amy says her 7-year-old son, Jaden, is violent, has been suspended from school 9 times, and is a threat to anyone that comes close to him. But Jaden's father says Amy is the reason their son is so out of control. Take a look.
When I get with Jaden, he's completely normal. Happy, wants to do things. I haven't never had a problem with him. There's rules, and he knows that if I say something, that's it. I've watched Jaden call his mom a bitch, cusses at her, he hits her, says he's gonna kill her.
I'm gonna kill you till you're dead!
It doesn't get much more disturbing than that. I just don't think that Amy helps at all. Amy can set Jaden off by touching his face, poking at him, talking to him like a baby. The more she touches him, the madder he gets.
Stop it! Stop!
Jaden needs consistency. He needs structure, not somebody that's just gonna bend over backwards or bend like a twig. Because Amy doesn't run that household. Jaden runs that household.
Okay, Chad, I'm glad you're here. You've heard what she's had to say. We just heard what you had to say. I'm guessing you two are not huge fans of one another.
No, there's a lot of animosity between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. So we see here, because of the video she's posted, we have actual footage of this out-of-control young man. And clearly, he's getting old enough and big enough now that you absolutely can't handle him.
Correct.
And you are afraid of him, correct?
Correct.
And so much so that you've reached out to people and said, I believe that he could really get violent and hurt or kill people.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about Adam Lanza and Newtown, and you said this young man could go that road, and you're trying to get people's attention, correct?
Correct.
Do you agree that physically, she's at a point now where she can't control him?
Even when he was 3, I didn't think she could control him.
Okay, but you've only seen him 5 times since November, correct?
Since November? It's probably been less than that.
Okay, well, that was our math, but whatever. You haven't seen him much,
no.
Correct? Why not?
Because every time I try to see my son, it's either refight, or she uses, I have to go have a family member because I have supervised visitation, which is...
Okay, and why do you only have supervised visitation?
Because when Amy and I had gotten divorced, we had come to an agreement together, so I never even went to my divorce hearing. And I didn't even know about the supervised visitation until I got court papers in the mail.
But why didn't you go to your divorce hearing?
Just irresponsibility.
But you have a son in the mix, and that divorce hearing is going to adjudicate custody, visitation, access to your child.
Yes, and now I know that, but then I've never been through a divorce.
Do you want to be in your son's life?
I'm here now, so I want to be in my son's life, and I've been in
my son's
life.
I'm glad to hear that.
I didn't even know you were making money off of these videos.
So that's why you're upset about it?
No.
Because you know what?
You know what I'm upset
about?
You
never
have
said anything to me about the videos.
Because
you have
you
never expressed.
Make everything so complicated.
Chad, I have.
You
let
don't
you
want
know.
Me in our son's life, but you have no problem taking the $800 a month in child support.
Let me ask
on
you.
On top of the $1,000 I pay in insurance for my
How
our
many
son.
Doctor's visits?
So don't tell me I don't care. Don't tell me that I don't do what I'm supposed to as a father. I work 16
Can
hours
just...
a day. Sometimes for 7 days a week.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
You tell her not to tell you that you don't do what you need to do as a father. I'm telling you you're not doing what you need to do as a father. And if you're blocking him, if you are blocking him from that, if you are making it difficult for him to do that, then you're not doing what you need to do as a mother. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be unselfish in the child's behalf, okay? Let's be completely focused on what's in the best interest of this child today. Can we do that?
That's exactly what I've been trying to do.
I have tried. I have attempted. In the last 2 years,
no.
No,
you haven't.
In the last 2 years, I haven't. No.
No, you haven't.
Because I'm done
with you. You haven't ever.
You
haven't ever.
You may be done with him, but your son doesn't need to be done with him. What do you mean you're done with him? No, I'm not trying to have you in your son's life because I'm done with you. It's not about you.
No, I agree it's not about me, but when he gets on the phone and when he takes Jaden and then he brings him back and I hear all these things that happened. He doesn't get his medication. Jaden comes home with new words, new rage. That's
you're
what I'm done
about
with. I'm done with the bad influence.
As a parent, I am
you can agree
make mistakes
that you used
because
to do
I am
that.
Human.
But you can agree.
And
that
there ain't a person
that.
In this place that can sit there and place any judgment about their parenting and say they've never made a mistake. None of us are perfect parents.
Let's take a break. Next, Jaden's stepmom is here, and she says Jaden would be much better off living with her and Chad. We'll talk to her when we come back.
If Jaden was an adult, he would be in jail right now.
Don't.
It's unfortunate that there are no laws against children hurting parents or siblings.
Stop! You're gonna hurt me!
Stop it!
Having an abusive child is worse than being in a domestic violence relationship because I'm trapped for life. Chad has only seen Jaden 5 times in the last 9 months. Chad has missed the last 2 Christmases and the last 2 birthdays. He didn't even call this last year. Chad recently got married for the 4th time. Jaden did not know that he got married the last 2 times. He did not meet Chad's wives until they were already married. I feel that Chad is completely focused on himself and not his son.
Well, Amy says that she is furious that her son's father is not in his life. But Father Chad says she's not upset that I'm not in his life. She makes it impossible for me to be in his life. And he is mad, upset that his ex-wife, Amy, has posted 11 videos of their son, Jaden, acting out of control on the internet. Now, Chad says he's so sick of Amy posting videos of their son that it's difficult to even speak with her. Chad's wife, Brenda, says she has to be the mediator between the two. Take a look.
There's a lot of animosity between Amy and Chad. Every time they speak, nothing gets accomplished.
Jaden needs me in his life more than ever, but every time I'd want to see my son, it's always got to be on Amy's terms.
When Chad and I first met, he would call and he would text and ask to see Jaden or can I get Jaden? And she would say, no, you could see him only if you come over here. It would cause arguments and he would be very upset by that.
I didn't get him for Christmas. I didn't get him for his birthday. I haven't seen Jaden until a few weeks ago. It's unfair in every way.
I believe that Amy is too overbearing. When she speaks to Chad, she knows what to say to push his buttons and she just doesn't stop. She keeps going and going. And I believe that maybe she does the same thing with Jaden.
I want to be more involved with my son, but I'm kept out of the loop and out of the picture altogether. And it infuriates me.
Jaden and Chad need to spend more time together. Not only for Chad to be with his son, but for Jaden to have his father in his life. Every little boy needs his dad in his life.
Okay, Brenda, I'm glad you're here. You say that you mediate between the two of them. How so?
Just as far as visitations, and Amy and I have spoken in the last month or so.
Do you two get along?
Yeah, I feel we do.
You along okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does she make it difficult for him to see his son?
In the beginning, when Chad and I first met, he would text and he would call, you know, wanting to see Jaden, have Jaden come over. And I would read the text between the two of them, and she would say, yes, you can see your son, but you have to come over to our house to see him. And she wouldn't let him come visit us. And so I felt
like... And you didn't because you didn't trust Chad to behave properly?
No, I didn't know that he had gotten remarried, and it's a court order because CPS was called back in November because...
By you.
Yeah, I called because you grabbed Jaden by the neck and said, if your mom wasn't here, I'd beat your ass. He's called me numerous times when he's had Jaden and been like, you better come pick him up.
This
I'm breaking everything in the house.
This is about you
no,
and I. This
Jaden
is not
was there when you were
son,
breaking
which is
things.
What Dr. Phil keeps saying.
I'm okay, just saying, not,
in fact,
when
you said you've only seen one of these videos that she's posted,
because
correct?
They're that disturbing for
okay,
me.
Okay, well, I want to look at one of them now. I'm gonna pull one up here. I'm just going to kind of speed through it. And I want you to look at some different parts of it because I want us to understand what we're talking about here, okay? I'm going to do it over here, and I want to start with this one right here, and it's a little fuzzy in the beginning, but you'll see it.
Need me to make a phone call? That's it! Stop, Jaden, stop it now. Thanks. Jaden, stop. Jaden.
Smile!
Stop.
Stop.
Smile! Hey,
do that.
Stop. Sit down. We're talking.
I will
beat your ass, Foxy. Jaden, stop.
Let's go a little ahead here.
Stop. You're gonna hurt me.
Stop it!
Just stop, Jay.
Stop it!
Hey, I don't want to have to call.
Let me go.
I don't want to have to call. Okay, I'm gonna help you through this. Okay, just calm down, honey. Don't hit or kick or throw anything. Nope. Do I need to have the police calm you down?
Stop it!
Jaden?
What is your reaction to that?
The more that she touches him, and gets is the more upset he gets.
Does she look like she's having a good time there?
No, she's not. And I'm saying she doesn't go through a hard time, because she does.
And you're his father, and you say that he doesn't behave that way when he's with you.
Not at all.
He does not. When he's with you, you say he's calm.
He's calm, and he doesn't get everything he wants with me. And he knows that when I say no, you can't do that. That's it.
What I want to do is talk about what I think needs to happen with this young man at this point to have the best chance of adjusting in his life. And I can tell you, one of the things, it's going to have to stop this bickering between the two of you. Because I'll tell you, that is harming your son. When you choose to have that kind of interaction with Chad, you are choosing consciously to hurt your son. And as of today, at this time, you have eye contact been told. When you choose to have antagonistic relations with him, you are choosing to hurt your son. I'm putting you on notice of that right now, so every time you do it, no, you are consciously choosing to harm your son. Every time you choose this bickering with her, you are choosing to harm your son. You have been told by someone that has a very informed opinion that this is at your son's expense. Now, coming up, who's behind the camera in all the YouTube videos? Well, you might be surprised. We're going to meet that person when we come back.
I feel left out, and I feel for the past years I've been growing up on my own. It feels like I'm not important most of the time. Like I wouldn't be any different if I wasn't there.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, Essential Television.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Closed captioning provided by
my son Jaden was at a psychiatric mental hospital when the Newtown, Connecticut massacre occurred.
Adam Lanza killed his mother, and then he went to the school and shot up a bunch of children. I read a blog called I Am Adam Lanza's Mother, and it scared me to death because I realized that it sounded just like my son. My biggest fear is that if Jaden doesn't get help, that he's gonna go down the same path. He could be a baby sociopath.
Well, Amy is here because she has reached her breaking point with her 7-year-old son, Jaden. She says he is abusive, violent, and could possibly kill her. Now, Amy's daughter, Alexis, is also here, and she says her mom is so wrapped up in Jaden that she just gets left in the dark.
It seems like life is all about whatever Jaden needs and wants. I feel left out, and I feel for the past years I've been growing up on my own. It feels like I'm not important most of the time. Like I wouldn't be any different if I wasn't there. A lot of my mom's focus and energy revolves around Jaden. I hate seeing my mom cry. I mean, it makes me cry because she's my mom. I'm really worried about her because she's constantly in survival mode. You will punch her and beat on her, and it's sad to watch. Chad is my mom's ex-husband. I think that Chad is a really bad father, especially because he's not there for Jaden at all. He doesn't know Jaden's school. He doesn't know Jaden's teacher. He doesn't know Jaden's favorite color. I've seen Chad send mean text messages to my mom, like, I don't want to be a part of Jaden's life anymore, and if you contact me, I'll call the police. I've never seen Chad really be mean to Jaden, only because I think Chad wants Jaden to think that he is the cool dad with all the video games and stuff. I wish something could fix Jaden. Jaden will really end up killing someone. He's serious about killing people. That's probably one of my biggest fears, is him getting stronger and bigger and hurting someone for real.
Stop! Well, Alexis is joining us today. She's in the audience. Alexis, you're living in unbelievable chaos, correct?
Yes, correct.
How do you get along with Jaden?
Most of the time, me and Jaden get along okay, but if he's having one of his moods, if I say a word to him, then he will get mad at me and scream at me, and then it usually turns bad from there. I mean, so I really have to watch my tone with him. I have to watch especially what I say to Jaden, because you never know when he's gonna flip moods and turn into, you know, just pure rage.
How often does what we're seeing on video occur?
Depending on the day and what's happening, maybe like 3 or 4 times. I think that'd be safe to say 3 or 4 times.
Per day?
Yes.
What do you think you're missing? Because he's getting all that attention. I mean, just be selfish in your own behalf for a minute. What do you think you're missing?
I think I'm missing the love from my mom. I mean, I know she loves me very much, but I don't see it, you know what I mean? Like, she'll hug me here and there and, like, you know, make sure I'm, you know, doing well and asking how I am, but all the attention is on Jaden.
Has it occurred to you that maybe you just need to just become a big problem and you'd get a lot of attention?
No, I wouldn't, no. that hasn't crossed my mind because I try not to be much of a burden, you know, like, I mean, I always like talking to my mom, like, hey, mom, you know, I got an A on this. You know, I mean, I get good grades in school. I try my hardest to be a good child because I know that my mom has to deal with Jaden, you know, so I try to be, you know, always on my best behavior. I don't get in trouble at school. I'm on National Honor Society. I mean, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I, you know, I do my part.
You are a good kid, right?
Yeah.
You're a good egg. You make straight A's. You're on National Honor Society. You're a cheerleader at school. You have friends. You have a life. You come out of all of this chaos, and you kind of feel your way along.
Yeah.
But you're saying, hey, you know, it'd kind of be nice if I had a little more support, attention, focus, and my turn. Right?
Yeah.
Amy's mom, Tammy, is here and says she's gotten a fat lip and a bloody nose from her grandson. We'll be right back.
About a year ago, Jaden and I were riding in the car, and everything was fine. And he said, Grammy, I love you, but I am going to kill you.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
You married strangers.
They tied the knot in 8 weeks.
On the night of our honeymoon, he said, can we change this?
Do you think you're married to a great guy or a lunatic?
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by...
I think my grandson Jaden is incredibly violent. One time he was watching a movie and he wanted to continue watching the movie and he got angry with me and he picked up a belt and he kept taunting me with it like he was gonna throw it at me. And I said, put the belt down. And he acted like he was gonna put it down and then he brought it up and he threw it at me. And I got a bloody nose and a fat lip. Another time, about a year ago, Jaden and I were riding in the car and we were going to the library and everything was fine. And he said, Grammy, I love you, but I am going to kill you. I never thought I'd have a grandson like Jaden.
Well, Tammy, thanks for being here. He's pulled your hair, pushed you, hit you, I mean, just every form yes. of violence, right?
Yes.
What do you think's going on here?
I think he has some deep-seated issues. I think that he needs more help than we've been able to get him.
We have an advisory board here at the Dr. Phil Show that's just really made up of the top minds in psychology, psychiatry, medicine, sociology, even theology. And when we have complex stories, and I consider this to be a complex case, a complex story, then I have the ability to reach out to all of these experts. I mean, they're from like Harvard and Stanford, University of Texas, USC, UCLA, all these different places, and they help me. And I've done that with some of my advisory board members in this case. And I'll tell you what, I circulated all of this to some advisory board members mm-hmm. without comment. Mm-hmm. I made no comment. And some of these are child specialists, some of them are autism specialists, mm-hmm. some are psychiatrists that... come at it from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them commented on a number of things that troubled me. Mm-hmm. Here is the picture when you were fighting with him in the park. I say fighting with. You were fighting him off. You were right. trying to contain him mm-hmm. in the parking lot. And every person noticed how much of that time you were smiling mm-hmm. at the camera.
Yep.
So we go to another image, smiling yep. at the camera. So we go to another image, mm-hmm. smiling at the camera. We go to another image, mm-hmm. smiling at the camera. Mm-hmm. Go to another image, smiling at the camera. And this is... Are you videoing?
Yes, and I did smile. And it... And we do at home, too. And it helps us to get through.
Let me be very clear. This is a very disturbed young man. I understand that. I think he has challenges cognitively. I think he has challenges in terms of impulse control. I think he has problems in modulating his emotions. I think he is hypersensitive to touch and interaction. So I don't mean to suggest that you've generated all of this for attention, because I don't think that at all. But I just wonder, in this YouTube generation, if we lose focus on what's going on and get caught up in the fact that we have an audience.
You know, I was really just looking to get help, you know? I mean, I feel like I'm drowning here. I'm losing. I mean, I've tried everything. And
well, I think you are now.
I mean,
now.
I can turn the YouTube videos off. They don't mean that much to me. I mean, it's a measly $1,200 a year. it doesn't matter. I mean, I just want help for my son. That was my goal, well, ultimately, to begin with.
I'd like to take a break, and I'd like to go back and chat with Jaden for a few minutes. Does anybody object to me doing that?
No.
Nope. I'm gonna step back and talk to him, and we'll see if we have a nice conversation or if he's violent and out of control. We'll be right back.
If you are going to be in the Los Angeles area and you would like free tickets, go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Or you can call 323-461-PHIL. That's 323-461-7445.
I see myself in Jaden. I had really bad temper problems growing up. I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, and that pretty much stuck with me through my whole life. I feel responsible for Jaden's behavior because half of Jaden's life I spent trying to fix myself and getting myself to a place where I'm good for everybody. Because if I'm not healthy, I'm not any good to anybody.
Amy says she is at her wit's end with her 7-year-old who has punched, hit, kicked, and spit on her. His father, Chad, and his wife, Brenda, say when Jaden is at their house, it's a completely different story. Well, obviously, I want to talk to this young man. He's backstage in our green room. I'm going to sit down and chat with him for just a few minutes. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm Dr. Phil. How are you?
Good.
Come over and have a seat, will you?
Okay.
Got a chair just for you.
Thank you.
Is that about the right size? So, how old are you?
7.
Yeah? So, what do you think's funny? What cracks you up? Do you have cartoons you like?
Have you ever heard the pizza joke?
No.
Never mind, it's too cheesy.
Oh, geez. I walked right into that, didn't I? Yeah. All right. So, you know what the rug said to the floor?
Mm-mm.
Don't move, I got you covered. That's not as bad as yours, but it's pretty bad. So, When you find something funny, do you laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. When something irritates you, do you cry?
Mm-mm.
You're not a crier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you do when you get frustrated?
Go to my room.
Go to your room? Yeah. Do you sleep well?
Uh-huh.
Do you like to sleep?
Yep.
Yeah. Is it hard to wake you up in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta really work at it. Wake you up?
Yep.
How do you get along with your sister?
Good.
Yeah? What do you like about her?
She's really nice.
Nice? Yeah. How do you get along with your mom?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Yeah. How come you don't get along with her sometimes?
Because I just don't want to talk about that one.
Don't want to talk about that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right. How about your dad? How do you get along with your dad?
Well, now that he has a wife, it's good.
Yeah, now that he has a wife, it's good?
Yeah, because when he doesn't have a wife, he's mean.
He's mean? How's he mean?
He's like, if your mom wasn't here, I would beat your A.
Yeah.
He said that to me.
Yeah. When did he say that to you?
One year ago, but...
Yeah, it was a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he loves you a lot, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know your mom loves you a lot, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna leave you and go back and talk to your mom and dad for a little while.
Okay.
And then we'll be done like that.
Okay.
All right, fair enough?
Okay.
All right, see you, man. Good talking to you.
See ya.
All right, so long. Closed captioning provided by... Ready to get real? Go to drphil.com for advice on relationships, parenting, finances, and more. Plus, weigh in on your favorite episodes, share your stories, and find support in the Dr. Phil community. When you sign up for the community, you will automatically be subscribed to the Dr. Phil Show newsletter. Log on to drphil.com today. I think that Jaden has some problems and issues, but I think they're manageable. I don't say that because I just had a few-minute conversation with him, and he was one way with me. I've seen how he can be. That's as real as it gets. I mean, that's very real, and you have a real problem on your hands as parents here. You are in way over your head with this young man. Your ability to effectively parent him and protect him from himself, protect you from him, protect his sister from him, is beyond your capacity at this point. He's already quite big and strong, and over the next 2 years, you will absolutely, unequivocally be unable to manage this young man physically. So if you continue down that road, someone is going to get seriously injured, in my opinion. I think he has a dynamic that has been defined with you as highly combative. And he sees this as a competition with you. So a lot of his behavior has become situation specific. Like, he was just fine with me for those few minutes, but then with you, you might go in there and within a number of minutes, or with Alexis, he might become very combative. And when you see things situation specific, then you have to say, what's happening environmentally, interactively, stimulus wise, that can trigger or intensify that behavior? And I think you are doing things that trigger and intensify his behavior. Children, all children, need to be able to predict the consequences of their actions with 100% accuracy. They need to know if they tell you something horribly disrespectful, there's going to be a consequence for that. At this point, you're unable to render that consequence, so that's why I said you are in a serious predicament here. I think you're triggering a lot of his behavior. I think you're eliciting a lot of his behavior. I think you're intensifying a lot of his behavior by the way you interact with him. I don't think you're doing that intentionally, but I do think you're doing it. I think that if you don't get seriously involved in this young man's life going forward, then you are going to have those consequences on your hands. And the fact that you don't like some of his judgments and behaviors in the past, then we're just going to have to get some help here that can give you a parenting plan, can tell you where the boundaries with this particular child need to be and not be. This is a team. You are going to have to co-parent him. In order to do that, you're going to need some real help, and I'm willing to help you with that. I'm going to get you some help that's going to give you a parenting plan and help you do this. And based on the evaluations you've had, there's a good foundation to build on here. And I'm telling you, if you two will put your agenda aside and focus on this child can be dramatically better in a short period of time. A short period of time. And then you can reintroduce yourself to your daughter, and you can begin to do some things. Mm-hmm. You said, I can turn those videos off. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Absolutely.
I think your focus needs to be on Jaden and coming up with a co-parenting plan that's going to help this young man, and I'm going to bring you the help to do that with. Will you take that help?
Yes, I will.
Fair enough?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. I want to thank all of my guests today. If you want to learn more ways to help your child if they're acting out of control, you can log on to drphil.com for more information, and we will keep you updated on this situation. And you, young lady, congratulations on doing such a great job in your life.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Right. Good to meet you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.